The Senate Committee on Energy and Natural Resources heard testimony Wednesday from several Western senators and federal agency officials about proposed bills across the region. Democratic Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper is a member of the committee. He spoke on behalf of the CORE Act.
When I was a young governor in 2011, 2012, I heard stories about the young senator, Michael Bennett, who was assembling community members from all walks of life, ranchers and farmers and hikers and hunters and anglers, and listening to them as he began putting together what you see before yourselves today is Senate Bill 173.
The CORE Act would protect 400,000 acres in the state, including the Thompson Divide south of Carbondale, said Democratic Colorado Senator Michael Bennett, also at the hearing.
The CORE Act combines four proposals that, taken together, would protect over 400,000 acres of public land in Colorado. This includes new wilderness, recreation, and conservation areas, and lasting protections for iconic landscapes like the Thompson Divide, where Teddy Roosevelt came to hunt in 1905, just months after establishing the U.S. Forest Service.
Permanent protection of the Thompson Divide from future oil and gas leasing is the jewel in the crown for those who have fought for the area for more than a decade, like the Thompson Divide Coalition or Wilderness Workshop.
Our goal is permanent protection of this area, and that would require a bill.
Area resident Dorothea Ferris worked with the Thompson Divide Coalition. She spoke with KDNK in 2012 about difficulties the group was dealing with at the time.
We had a bill drafted. We presented this. It was ready to be introduced. John Martin and I had worked with John Sals, our representative at the time, to move forward with his staff and to draft legislation. We were there. John Salazar lost the election, and we have been working since then with Representative Tipton, who has not worked to get the legislation introduced.
The CORE Act is that bill. Senator Bennett and Democratic Representative Joe Neguse introduced the bill in Congress in 2019. It passed the U.S. House that October, but was stymied in the Senate by Republican Colorado Senator Cory Gardner's lack of enthusiasm for the bill. Gardner was replaced by John Hickenlooper in 2020, something Senator Bennett said was key to the passage of the bill. Hickenlooper's support has, at the least, opened the door to Senate passage, as was evident by Wednesday's committee hearing. The Bureau of Land Management and the U.S. Forest Service on the national level also support the bill. Will Rausch, executive director of Carbondale's Wilderness Workshop, says that's a good sign.
We're really excited to see the CORE Act moving so quickly in this Congress. It was one of the very first bills introduced and passed through the House already, and now it was the first bill in the list of a whole bunch of bills in this most recent hearing in the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee. It was the first major hearing on public lands bills for that committee. And so, there's a real difference in terms of priority and timing this go around.
Rausch says the next steps for the CORE Act are adjustments to the bill, passage out of the Energy and Natural Resources Committee, a thumbs up from the U.S. Senate, and a presidential signature. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.